Blog Talk Radio.
Whoop, to all my motherfucking jugglers listening right now. Juggling around the region.
Bringing Douglas River gold, spinning for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness of witches and the zombies leaking off your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing Douglas River gold, spinning for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness of witches and the zombies leaking off your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, correct shit, my shit's raw, no protection. This KR, bitch, we be worldwide. We be going nowhere, so just enjoy the ride. The world's just laying there, boys, for the day.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. Then I see these girls, I'm throwing pisses. Horror is losing it, I'm trying to spread the message. More in its finest form, it's all the fucking rain. I can imagine who's playing storms. Flashing up and dropping long term. I promise we're doing nothing. Watch me fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness of witches, with the wicked shit. We getting wicked wishes over the witches. How the fuck we be living? Yeah, that's how some deep man with the darkness flow. Strictly spitting wicked shit from a jug alone. Representing for myself, coming up real self. Fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that's my shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc and Ghetto G, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all folks be faking. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Chains on style, we consuming all them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Circle the ride of radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you hating, bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We draw no men with the legs in our picks.
Bringing doggers where I go, spitting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness of witches and the zombies thinking of your dick. We twisting in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing doggers where I go, spitting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness of witches and the zombies thinking of your dick. We twisting in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So tune the fuck in, bitch, get on our level.
Whoop, yo, good motherfuckers. Welcome to Juggle of Rider Radio with your host, David Kofus, Ghetto G. Ghetto will be doing this very shortly here, maybe about 12 o'clock. But what do you say we go on a track? And actually, you know what? Fuck it. I think we'll go with some Jump Steady. I think we'll go with My Favorite Stories by The Road. So, let's get down to it. There we go.
The Road.
The greatest adventure that I've ever been on involved a road. But not just any road, the road. Some of y'all have read about it in ICP's autobiography, Behind the Paint. Now this road, when we were growing up, it was the stuff of legend. Kids talked about it from as far back as I can remember. And there was rumors that abounded about the road. Some said there was an insane asylum on it. Others said that it was impossible to drive all the way through it and survive. And others, I remember one of the tales was this guy was driving down the road and he basically pretended his car broke down to spook his girlfriend. And then these lunatics dragged him out of the car and killed him. Those were the kind of legends that as a child, they just sparked my interest to no end. And I vowed then and there that at some point I would encounter and defeat the road. As the years passed, I basically kind of forgot about it altogether until I was about 17 years old. One day my friend Matt Hapton came up to me and he was all crazy excited and he was like, Rob, you gotta check this out. Last night we went down this crazy ass road. It had an insane asylum on it. It had a cemetery. It was fucking wicked as fuck. He was like, you gotta check it out. So I was like, oh, hell no. And all of a sudden, all those stories came up from my childhood and I started remembering all the stories about the road. And I was like, could this be it? I was like, no way. So I was like, all right, check this out. We gotta go down there. It's time for a ninja mission. We're gonna walk that bitch. So we set the date, and of course, it couldn't be anything other than October 30th at midnight, Devil's Night. So we gathered the strongest warriors that we knew at the time from our crew, people that we knew would be a super asset to help us survive. So we gathered my brother Joe,
right here,
Joey Usler,
yep,
Steve Lindholm,
what up,
my boy Don Lichtel,
ta-da,
Jim Symington,
here,
and Nate the motherfucking Mac.
Yeah.
Now, we decided that we would each bring one weapon, you know, with us. So, you know, people brought everything from a moose bone to bow and arrows. You know what I mean? So we were, like, ready. Of course, I had the staff, which is my weapon of choice. We had about a month to prepare for the road. So the whole time we were in school, that's all we could fucking talk about. It was like whoever would listen to us, we were telling them about the road and what we were going to do, how we were going to freak it. And finally, these two kids approached me, and they were claiming that they had been to the road. And I was like, you know, at first I was skeptical, but then when they started describing it, there was way too many similarities. Like, there was no doubt in my mind that they had been there. And they told me there was a monastery on the road full of monks. And the monks there, they don't like anybody to go there to fuck around. Anybody that comes around their property, they'll attack them, and they have shotguns that shoot rock salt. So they told us the story about him and his boy, you know, were down there fucking around, and they seen the monk monastery, so they pulled their truck over and got out, and they started walking toward it to investigate. Suddenly, they said they heard this whistling, because the monks, they took a vow of silence, so they can't talk, so they communicate by whistling. And they said they heard whistling, and then shortly after that, they heard the shattering of glass coming from their truck. So they ran back there to check it out, and that's when they got blasted by rock salt from a shotgun by these monks, and then they got beat the fuck down. So they were so enraged, they said that, man, they were, like, super pissed off, and they continued the story. They actually went back, found one of the monks' vehicles and trashed it and flipped it and all this other shit. Anyway, we were like, man, we were like, that only intensified the situation. You know, most logical people would be like, oh, fuck that. I ain't gonna fuck with that. We were like, oh, that's awesome.
Awesome.
You
know, awesome.
You tell
awesome,
me there's fucking awesome, these evil monks, like, patrolling the road and shit? We were like, man, that just made it all the hyper. It was like living up to the legend, you know? So anyway, it finally came to Devil's Night, and we all piled up in the 69 Oldsmobile, this big-ass fucking car with a V8 rocket engine, and we rode down there to the mouth of the road. Now, when we got there, we pulled into the woods, and we camouflaged the car. We basically took all this foliage, and we piled it on top of the car so that, you know, nobody could see it or find the car. And then we stood there at the mouth of the road. Now, all of us were totally camouflaged the fuck out, even the face paint. And we all had weapons, and we were in full ninja mode, and the adrenaline was just surging. It was midnight, and it was completely dark, and we're just looking down at this long-ass fucking tunnel that's before us, just immense in darkness, and the wind is shifting, and you hear, like, loons in the fucking woods and these weird animals and shit. And, you know, being from the city, we're not used to that, so we're looking around like, oh, shit. You know what I mean? And, but we were ready. We were fucking more than ready. I think our whole lives we were ready for this moment. So we started walking into the woods. Now, the first thing that happened to us on the road was we heard a CB going off. So when we heard the CB crackling, you know what I mean? Like, maybe there's, like, a lookout or a caretaker, you know, basically watching the road for, like, people like us that are out there, like, fucking around. So we ran into the cemetery. And I remember, like, the first thing I did was, like, we all kind of slid behind gravestones, and we sat there, and we were, like, completely still and silent. And we looked around, and we were like, all right, look, check this out. I was telling everybody, we're just going to wait here. We're going to wait here until we see if the cops come or whatever, and we're not going to fucking move, because we were, like, way deep in the cemetery. And I couldn't help but look over at the tomb that was the catacombs that was sitting in the middle of the cemetery. It was this big, foreboding building. And I remember the story my mom told me about how she used to go there as a kid and knock on that door. And, you know, it was rumored they wouldn't survive if they did that. Anyway, probably about 10 minutes passed, but it seemed like 3 hours as we sat there waiting. And nothing happened. No car came, no nothing. So finally we were like, all right, come on, let's go. Now, walking the road is much, much different than driving it. You just feel unsafe. You feel exposed to all the elements, and like anything can happen at any time. And the woods are so dense and so dark that it's as if, like, if somebody was hiding in the woods, they could just reach your arm out and grab you. You're like, you would never see them coming. So the whole time you're like looking constantly back and forth, you know, over your shoulder, like expecting anything to jump out at you at any time. So you're like, needless to say, we were gripping our weapons super tight, like white knuckle tight, as we proceeded forth because we are super cautious. Now, the next thing that we came upon was the insane asylum. It was actually lit up. There was lights shining at various points throughout the woods. Like they were probably about, let's say, 50 feet apart. And so there was this fence that ran along the road on the left side that housed the insane asylum grounds. And then on the other side of that fence were all these lights just in the middle of fucking woods, you know? So we came upon this conclusion, I don't know if it was justified or not, that it was probably an insane lunatic had escaped. You know what I mean? And that's why they had it lit up, because they were looking for his ass. So that compiled with all the rumors from the past got us really amped up, so we quickened our pace to get past the insane asylum, expecting any moment for an insane lunatic to jump out at us. We crossed past the insane asylum. Luckily, nothing happened. So then the next thing we saw was what can only be described as an old ancient World War II bunker. It was shaped like curved, like a big curved building. And it must have been a part of a farmland, because there was a barbed wire fence that ran in front of it and bales of hay stacked up on the side of it, like a big hay pile. But it was so dark we couldn't see any houses or a farmhouse or anything. It was just this old ancient building, a structure. So I said, look, I'm going to check it out. You know, I told everybody I'm going to check it out. They're like, all right. So I hopped over the fence and I started walking toward it. And that's when something huge moved in the darkness. And I looked up. I was like, my mind started flipping because I couldn't understand what I was seeing. But it was this giant form suddenly moved to face me. And I'd seen its eyes glistening in the darkness. And it was huge. So I looked at it, and then my mind started registering what it was, and I screamed out, "Bull!" as loud as I could, because all I saw was these fucking horns. So I thought the thing was about to charge me. It was this giant fucking beast in the middle of the woods in the darkness, you know, just in this, like, by this building, and I thought it was about to rush me, so I started running, and I flipped over the fence like, I don't even know how I did it. It was like a ninja flip. Like, my adrenaline was going so fast, I was just like, pa, and I was over that fence. Anyway, we started looking to try to see what the fuck it was, and it ended up, it was a fucking cow. Now, I didn't know this, but, you know, being from the city and stuff, but, like, some cows have, like, these small horns on their head, you know? So once I determined it was safe, I kind of went over the fence again. And then the cow was, like, moving slowly away from me. That's when I started hearing all the moo sounds coming from all the cows that were packed in the infantry-style building that they were in. So I got real close to it and looked in, and it looked like there was, like, 100 of these cows just all packed in there. I mean, maybe that's exaggeration, but there was a lot of fucking cows just packed in there. So I went back to my crew, and I said, look, test the bravery. We're going to survive the road. If we're going to be able to continue this mission, we have to fucking test ourselves right now. We each have to walk through that barn. So they were like, all right, bet. So we all hopped the fence. We went up to the fucking, the structure, and we started to slowly walk through in the dark, packed with cows. Now, it's no easy task because, like, as we were moving through, we started disturbing the cows, and they all started, like, moving around and try to get out the building. So as we're, like, walking, you're kind of getting battered by these giant bodies that are moving in the complete darkness, and we didn't have no light. That's another thing I wanted to mention. The whole time of the road, it was a strictly no-light policy. We didn't have flashlights. We didn't have nothing. We were in straight-up ninja mode. Like, we didn't want to give ourselves away. So we're, like, walking through this barn, and these cows are shifting, and we're, like, sinking in shit and mud. And it was crazy. So finally, the cows all strung out into the field, and we were, like, they were mooing, like, real fucking loud, causing a big commotion. And, and basically spanning out, like, try to imagine, like, 100 cows all fanning out into the field, and they're all mooing. And you know, just like getting as live as cows can get. Suddenly we seen this light come on from a far distance. When the light came out, we could see the porch. And out of the porch, we see this door open, and this man steps out onto the porch with a shotgun. We were like, oh, fuck. Let's get the fuck out of here. And we all start running. And we were like, come on, we got to get over the fence. Now, in the darkness, running, I didn't see the barbed wire. Like, I couldn't gauge where exactly it was at, and I ran smack into that bitch, and I caught one of the barbs, like, right between my eyes, like, just at the apex of my nose, and it just, bam, like, I saw, like, this sharp, like, white light for a second, and next thing I know, there was blood dripping down my nose in my face, and I saw, like, one of my other boys, he started up the pile of hay, and all of a sudden, he just sunk right in the middle of the hay. Boom, he just disappeared. You know, just like a soft spot in the top of the hay, and he was just disappeared. So at this time, everybody's kind of like panicking. And eventually, we made it all over the barbed wire fence, and we ran down the road for quite a bit. We finally got off to the side of the road, and we started catching our breath. And at that point, people wanted to go back. They were like, man, fuck this, you know, this is too much, you know. So I remember it was at that moment where my brother stepped up, and he basically gave this really elaborate speech, you know, like a super motivational speech, you know. No, you know, this is our time. Why are we going to go back now? We have to fucking school this and survive this, and you know, you knew there was going to be dangers. You know, what did you think? This is going to be easy? This is what a test of a ninja is all about. Surviving this road, like right now, right here. You know what I mean? You're just going to go back and fail? And he was just like, fuck that. And he was just getting all worked up. So when he gave that speech, everybody kind of like, it kind of inspired everybody again, you know, like my brother was always real good at that, like hyping people up, like, you know what I mean? So, you know, of course I stood by him, you know what I mean? They're like, man, you're all fucked up. You're bleeding from your nose and shit. And I was like, man, this ain't shit. You know, there was no way, no question. There's no way I was going back. So we continued further down the road. We traveled about a mile or so more down the road. And we were coming across this bend in the road, and that's when we heard it. It started really far away off in the distance, almost like outside of your hearing range. And it sounded almost ghostly, and it was a whistle. And when we heard that, we all stopped. And in the back of our minds, we're like, did we just hear that? And then all of a sudden, closer, like that whistle was like off to the left. And all of a sudden, off to the right and closer, we heard a repeat whistle. And when we heard that, I swear to you, the blood in my body just froze. And it was at that moment when I realized all the rumors about the road were true. To me, everything that was spoken was true. And we were being hunted. That's what I realized next. That those whistles, and they kept repeating on each side of us from all angles, were the monks in the road. and they knew we were there, and they were actively hunting us. So I remember I looked at Don, and I was like, you know, my mind, like being a role player, like sometimes I can shut off fear and like think. I can kind of step outside of myself. And I looked at Don, and I said, Don, man, repeat that whistle, you know, so they think we're one of them. You know what I mean? And so Don went up there, and he did some kind of bullshit whistle. It sounded nothing like what they were doing. And so when he did that whistle, all the whistling stopped, and there was complete silence save for our heavy breathing and the crickets. I told everybody, man, get your fucking weapons ready. You know, this is it. You know what I mean? We were ready. We felt like they were going to come busting out of the woods at any second. So we started to pick up our pace, you know what I mean, moving down the road, and that turned into like a jog. We started running. You know, I just gripped my staff extra tight, and we're running down this road, you know what I'm saying, and looking around, and just like there's nothing, though. No whistling, no nothing, just silence. So we ran, I'm not even sure how long it was, maybe like 5 or 10 minutes, when we finally started slowing down. And when we looked behind us, all we saw was a wall of darkness. And we didn't hear any whistling. So we stopped and we were like, be quiet, be quiet, be quiet. And we just really listened as close as we can. Now it was at this time, as we stood there on the side of the road listening, that I looked over and through the trees I saw a light emanating. So I looked at my boys and I was like, that's it. That's the fucking monk monastery. It's in the same area, like straight up. We're right on top of the monk monastery. We left the road and we started cutting through the woods. And we came upon a barbed wire fence. So we hopped that, went about 10 more feet, another barbed wire fence. So we all hopped that and we kept going real quiet as we possibly could be. And when we got close to the woods edge, we all dropped down and started low crawling all the way up to the edge of the woods. And we looked down. Now, the monk monastery, the stone building with the jagged edges, the jagged rooftops, was all lit up. And there was a clearing, like they had cut all the trees around it for about 100 feet in all directions. And it was in the middle of this field that kind of bowled down. So the monastery was at the base of this bowl type effect, like the land sloped down toward the middle. It's kind of as if a big meteor hit there and left a big crater. That's kind of how it was, but it was like grass. And it sloped down, and there in the middle was the stone monastery. Huge. And the tops of it were jagged points, and it had vines growing up the sides of it. And there was a gigantic window. It looked like a giant church window in front of it. And there was a little shed along the side of it. And so we looked down at this monk monastery, and as we watched, we can see through the giant picturesque window, there was some sort of ceremony going on. There was a monk in a brown robe, and there was a man in front of the window. And the man was standing there with his head bowed as the monk looked like he was blessing him. And the man was just dressed in normal clothes, like jeans and a t-shirt. You know, but he was like kind of bowing there, and the monk wearing the full-on cowl with the hood was like blessing him. So we were like in awe as we watched this, and clearly they couldn't tell we were out there. I mean, we were like far away from where that was happening. The only reason we could see it is because inside the window were like hundreds of candles that were all lit. So we stood there and watched it for a while, and then finally the monk and the man left, and I told everybody, I said, test the bravery. And they're like, looking at me like, oh shit, not again. And I was like, look, everybody's got to go down and we got to at least touch the monastery. Like, if we don't do this, we're fucking straight up bitches. I was like, you got to do it. So they were like, all right, bet. So I started down the hill and I low crawled all the way down that bitch. Now, this is even before I joined the army. But I'm going to tell you what, man, I was like the best low crawl you ever seen. You know, stay low to the ground, and it was sloped down, so it was pretty easy actually to slide down the hill. and I got all the way down to where the shed was, and I stopped and I looked and I was listening to see if anybody was in there. I didn't hear anything. So I kept low crawling all the way up to the building and I touched it. And then I started hightailing it back. Now, as I was going up, I saw everybody else coming down. Like when they seen like I had made it safely, everything was good, they all started running down. Like not even trying to fucking front or low crawl or anything. And they just went all the way down to the base of the monastery. And I came back up to where, close to where the barbed wire fence was, in the same position. And I got down and I was watching them. Now these motherfuckers, man, they were running all the way around that bitch, looking in the windows and, you know, just like no fucking care at all. You know what I mean? I was like, oh shit, you know, what the fuck are they doing? So then after about a couple minutes of that, like just kind of like everybody going crazy, losing their mind, everybody started running back up. So when they got back to my location, they all kind of plopped down. They were out of breath and everything. I was like, whoa, what's going on, man? What are you guys doing? And everybody had a story. They're like, oh man, it's fucking crazy. I fucking looked in. I think it was Don. He was like, I looked in, I seen this fucking monk. He was walking down the fucking hallway butt-ass naked. I was like, get the fuck out of here. He's like, yeah, man, he had no clothes, just walking down the hallway. And then another guy was telling me, he looked in his window, and there was a bedroom, and there was a monk praying on the edge of the bed naked. So we're like, get the fuck out of here, man. What are you talking about? And it's like, yeah, and everybody had all these stories, like monks walking with the brown robes on, the whole nine. So we were like, all right, man, let's get the fuck out of here. You know what I mean? So we started crossing. We crossed the one barbed wire fence. We crossed the second barbed wire fence. We got back to the road. We started walking, like, quickly. We were feeling a little bit better because we went all the way around that monastery. Like, it wasn't shit, and we didn't get attacked. Nothing happened. We hadn't heard the whistling, you know, in a long time now. So we're like, all right, we're fucking good. So we started crossing down the road, and all of a sudden, we started hearing these fucking shots. And as we hear the shots, you just hear, like, these pellets. Is the only way I can explain it. Like, these pellets ripping through the dense wood, like, popping off of tree trunks and splintering small branches and cutting through the leaves and shit. Like, it's just, it was weird. Like, it had this fucking crazy weird sound, and it sounded like it was coming from all around us. We just heard this popping and these shotguns going off. So as we heard that, I looked back and I said, run! As loud as I could, fucking run! And we started hauling ass because we couldn't even tell where it was coming from. And we just all started running as fast as we could, just like straight down the road, like the same direction we were headed, you know, just running. Now, as I ran, there was a small path that crossed across the road. It was like a, I guess, a four-way intersection. And as I ran past that, I looked off to my left as I was running. Now, this small path went down a ways, like maybe about 50 feet, and it opened into this clearing. And in the clearing, I saw about four or five pickup trucks in a circle on the edge of the clearing. And there, standing in the middle of the clearing, were these monks. A group of monks, all dark in the, you know, really dark in the darkness, like almost like silhouettes. And they're pointing guns at us as we're passing by and shooting. So the reality of that image of them standing there in the clearing, that will forever remain in my mind. Like, I will never forget that. It was one of the scariest moments of my life. And, you know, it just felt like we weren't going to make it. You know what I mean? I really felt like at that moment that we were done. And so we kept running. And my boy, Steve Lindholm, got hit in the leg. And he started screaming. I guess his momentum, the adrenaline was flowing so hard that he just kept fucking running. And we were trying to help him. We were like, come on, come on. He was all in pain, and we just kept running. So we ran and we ran until we were almost out of breath, like completely exhausted. And that's when somebody yelled, car! And we looked back, and sure enough, coming down the road from the same direction we were running from, we saw a set of headlights that were coming at us. So we all ditched to the right side of the road, and we got deep into the woods, and we dropped down. And we were trying to be as still as we possibly could, even though we were all breathing heavy. And then I was looking, and sure enough, here come the pickup trucks. The same ones that were in the field, slowly creeping down the road as if they were looking for us. And as they passed one by one, you can see in the back window there were gun racks where their shotguns were nestled and their rifles were like nestled onto these racks in the back windows of the cab of the pickup trucks. Now the amazing thing was right at this moment, I look over and there's Don Lichtel standing up, notching an arrow into his bow as he's watching these pickup trucks slowly pass by. Now, one thing I want to tell you about Don Lichtel, like I've seen this dude stand up. He's an Hawaiian dude. He stands about 5'6" tall, and I've seen him stand up against muscular 6'4" ninjas in high school, like talking mad shit, like ready to fight him. So he was standing there with his bow and arrow, and he's slowly pulling the bow back. And there at the tail end of the convoy of pickup trucks is one pickup truck that is just tailing behind, and it's a big gap between the rest of the convoy and them. It's moving slower than the rest of the trucks. So we're all standing there watching Don in awe when suddenly he comes right up to the side of the road and unleashes the arrow almost at point-blank range. Next thing we saw was the window just shattered as the arrow goes through and embeds itself into the passenger seat, narrowly missing the monk that was sitting there. The driver throws up his hands in panic, and the next thing we saw was the pickup truck swerve off to the side of the road and bam, hit a tree and come to a stop. Now when that happened, there was a few moments where we're all kind of looking at each other. We're looking at the pickup truck, and all of a sudden this rage just overtook us. And we all got up almost at once, and we started rushing the truck. Now, by the time we gained our wits and started rushing the truck, they had already opened the driver and the passenger door, and they started running through the woods. So we gave chase. Now, I didn't make it very far. We kind of split up because the two mucks ran in two different directions. And one group was following the one guy. I was following the other guy. Next thing I know, I entered the woods, and I probably only made it like 5 or 10 feet when all of a sudden this branch just caught my eye, just like poked me right in the eye. So I was all in this pain. I kept running for a little while longer, and bam, I hit a bush or some shit, some underbrush, and it just totally knocked me off my feet. So as I lay there in pain, I'm like hearing this echoing of these voices deep in the woods. I hear my brother and my friends cursing out these monks. And I hear him shouting like, oh, he's over here, come on. And just shouts echoing through the woods, just mad chaos. So anyway, I found out later that they gave chase for a while, but nobody ever caught him. And it was kind of lucky that that branch caught my eye, because if I would have been running after them, I probably would have caught him, because I was basically the best runner we had. And in a way, I'm really happy that I didn't catch him. You know, because if we would have caught him, it would have been real bad. So after the monks got away, we regrouped back onto the road, and we continued down the road for a few more miles. As we came to the end of the road, we started to see sparse houses start to appear, and we started to feel a sense of joy and safety as we emerged once again back into civilization. We had made it. We had survived and conquered the road. We traveled for a ways until we finally found a payphone where we called our boy to come pick us up, who took us back to our car. When we got there, we removed the camouflage to find a note was tucked underneath the windshield wiper. When we read it, it simply said, if we would have found you, we would have killed you. We assumed, of course, that it was from the monks. It was their last message left to us, warning us to never come back. But we had survived, so it didn't matter at that point, because we went home with a notch in our belt that we had completed our ninja mission, the greatest ninja mission. And that was a moment that will forever remain in my mind as the greatest adventure that I believe I've ever been on and probably will ever be on in my life.
acrobatic ninjas on this track, chopping off wigs like a fly, guillotine attack, jump steady, a shocker, rocking the blue blockers, a Bruce Lee one-inch punch heart stopper. You mess with my own, I'll turn you to stone, give you busy tone, pulling Undertaker's phone. That's full circle, threefold justice, motherfucker, beat you silly like a turn-tapping trucker. Like a turn-tapping trucker.
I'm serious though, it's predatory, motherfucker, tell a friend. Got a clock above sighted than a drill team sergeant. Never been a bitch, always black to get respected. The target is ejected with the venom for my weapon. The deadliest is G's when I start you in the door. Ain't no time to tell your mama that you love her anymore. Ain't no calling on your homies, ain't no calling on the Lord. Somebody should've told you about fucking with a core.
It's Von J, y'all, and I'm out of control. Steady sniping off a California highway patrol. Rocking a chemical imbalance in a stolen school bus. Full of screaming little kids, we doing 90 plus. Running cops off edges. Rat-a-tat-tat, I'm busting shots, swerving and throwing kids at them. Jump steady in a chopper and away we get. Watching everybody else falling over the cliff. Falling over the cliff.
It's a triple X baller. I'm in love with your mama, but your daddy be player hating, so I don't call her. I'ma go see my ninja level 4. Cobra Storm Shadow, and you know he's slicing at your toe. Mr. Bones, Mad Rock, who you tripping on? My appetite is planetary when I'm screaming unicorn. Show me who we bombing on, show me who we smoking with. Handle like some lunatic to get into some killer shit.
S-H-A-double-G-5.
Why?
Cause I run with a hat kick, guy. Let me go ahead and check my watch.
For what?
So I can see how much time you got. Before the hatchet that I run with swings down and splits your face.
Shit.
I understand why everybody wants to be down with me.
Why?
I'm rolling with chumpsticks.
I'm rolling with chumpsticks.
Psychopathic, we crazy than a motherfucker. ABK in this bitch undercover. No bags, no cups, no jail. I just beat you in the head with my 40 into your tail. Detroit, had your family on the scene. Juggalo deputies, bitch, you know what I mean. Taking over the world with no means to quit. With some underground hatchet swinging illusional shit.
What?
Next time it's in the best, make it hit.
Just get planted on your neighbor's front lawn. We some grave diggers with the shovels and boots. We on some wicked shit, hiding in hovels and under suits. I'm on a whole different level. Leave you and the devil in the dust with a sign saying heaven to bust. I'm not your priest or your reverend, but I've been known to bless the mic that'll make you swear to God that I was heaven. Swear to God that I was heaven.
For a locust, I'm a 100-ton death from above. To O.J. Simpson, I'm a fingerless glove. For a pilot, I'm a Ganny with a beard and a trench coat. Killing first class, steady sipping on a coke. To a paranoid cop, I'm a Game of Morton's bliss. For a crab, I'm an elusive and deadly cuttlefish. At your birthday, I'm Jeff Dahmer baking a cake. As you ponder why your best friend is 3 hours late.
I take a chill like I hit it in my back.
Where's that?
I'm the type on the roof, busting shots for my cat. The stuff is scattered with bullets and flying through the air. Cause I leap off the roof, 30 feet without a care. Just a break on my leg, you shit. Get up and beat a motherfucking pig with it. Cause cops say shit, they get their motherfucking throat cut and wrap their bloody sheet.
Right.
It's all up in my trunk.
What?
It's all up in my trunk.
What?
A Bruce Brother nurse sipping gasoline slurpees. Rocking a rare breed of Sudanese herpes. Raised in the jungle, communicate with snakes. I'll squeeze your throat piece off till it breaks. Like a boa constrictor, a pressure inflictor. Lotus Pod Pro Tools with a pitch shifter. We'll always be underground, not just at first. I ain't trying to play myself the fuck out like Fred Durst.
Bad kids stay big and fluffy like marshmallows. And stomp hoes in your fucking Marys like the Goodfellas. Not in it for the cheddar, or in it for the hoes. But I love the juggalettes like Pete Spago. Newport's in a blunt. The funk, and I have a cup of syrup when I'm trying to get drunk. Nightclub in my trunk with my disco balls and my hatchet in the air screaming fuck y'all.
I'm the urban legend in your backseat with the hook to your head when you're rolling out of streets. Most people, they look at me and run like they're up in the club and I pull out a gun. You know you're bad, that's me under it. Pull the covers over your head, I'm a smother it. Then it's back off into the moonlit sky.
Blow your hat, get high!
What you know, juggalos gonna do? We know you seen it's a gang, the pain of face is coming through. You gonna run, you gonna hide. You gonna try and tell you that you won just to stay alive. It don't work, bitch, don't even try to pull the holes in your chest from the gun that I fire. Come correct or don't come at all. It'd be a shame to see a bunch of motherfuckers fall.
Lights out!
So how long you been here, old man?
20 years.
Damn, that's a long-ass time. You must have got caught up on some serious shit. I'll be out in 3 years. You ever thought about escaping this place?
Sure I do. But you see those walls and those gun towers and all them guards. It makes it almost impossible for an old man like me to try to get out of here. Besides, I escape every night. Because the one thing they can't lock up is your mind unless you let them. And every night, you can dream. That's when I escape. That's when I escape these walls. And I...
And we're back. Up next, KMK, Party Monster.
We are party people. We are what you call self-made party monsters. So welcome to the ball. First of all, I'd like to welcome y'all to 13th annual Cottonmouth Ball. Round here, anything goes. Whip it, dip it, the trickity hoe. Face cones, right of your bones. SD jazz, a fat on low. Sun goes up and comes back down. We got a little bit of everything floating around.
We be the party monsters, getting the ball. Dedicated to substance abuse, take a whiff of my jaw. Yeah, to be the mix of a bunch of different ways. To get down, cop a buzz and then spray. Flames from the liquor that I'm pounding every day. And right now, party up on the way to the ball, so let's play. You take a shot, I take a shot, you take a shot, we take a shot, hey!
We are party people, we are what you call, self-made party monsters. Welcome all of y'all. We are party people.
Arrived. Please direct your attention to the red carpet. Here comes none other than the most sinister monster of them all. Tech Nine.
All the homegirls love me at Hooters, a straight Uber, and she searching for that cooter. They know my road, oh, Rooters, a straight shooter. So we dipping if she packing a fat booter. Baby, all around the world, I'll be hootin'. At same time, and cruising is right up off the ocean. I mean ocean. I scoop like a couple of cold ones, and I'm in motion. Party potion, then I'm poking. Check a Nina getting that loose, Barry Roller. Haters see me, and they tryna shoot their Ebola. Cause I got they women getting loose, every hoe I get wet. Cause I make them say, oop, areola.
We are party people.
Party people.
We are what you call,
what you call,
self-made party monsters. Welcome all y'all. We are party people.
Party people.
We are what you call,
what you call,
self-made party monsters. Welcome to
let's wreck this
show.
Work through. Nobody's perfect, we all got flaws. I love loose women, an old school car. Close down
till the beat goes boom, 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 boom.
You can find me blazed out with my homies. Lay back up in the ride, all the bitches know me. Flex on them in the flash, we be co-clocking. 100-yard rap dash, we forever rocking. All out, all in, yup, yup, back at it again. Nobody fucking with the powers of the crown of skin. Be tougher than Teflon, we fighting the wind. The levels are pressed on to make your head spin.
We are party people. We are what you call. Self-made party monsters. Welcome all of y'all. We are party people. We are what you call. Self-made party monsters. Welcome to the bar.
Hey, we're back. What up, ghetto?
Holla, holla.
All right, Teddy Long. No more tag team matches.
Tag team matches. My whole show.
No. Nobody wants that. That's not good for business.
That's what's best for business.
Yeah. I mean, like, if you really want to... People stop watching. Get bored with all the tag matches.
I saw somebody made the best picture. It was for WrestleMania 30. It was Triple H with Shawn Michaels in his corner versus Triple H with Stephanie in his corner with Triple H as the guest referee.
The fuck?
If Triple H could do that, he probably would.
He definitely would. But I don't think the WWE is ready for 3 Triple H's.
Well, I know they keep giving us 3 Triple H's in every video game.
And of course, yeah, but the only problem is with this Triple H versus the other Triple H's, it wouldn't really be a fair measure because, you know, you... They got the Shield getting involved and shit like that.
But which one would they help?
That's a good question. I don't even know.
Exactly. I also
would they
saw
help?
Another good picture of Ryback from his match last night. Somebody's like, fuck it, I'll be Goldberg. Because he was doing all his damn moves during that match.
Yeah, pretty much.
The jackhammer, the fucking spear. The, I guess you would even say, like, the power slam thing that he does, too.
Yeah. I think the only move that he... does that Goldberg's never done is the meat hook clothesline.
It's the fucking clothesline.
Yeah.
Even AJ Lee could do that.
Yeah, but I think she'd rather have fucking Tamina do it for her.
Yeah, that'll blow up in her face one day.
Yep. We both know Tamina's gonna want that title.
That title is rather worthless in the WWE.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like the U.S. title.
Yeah, it's true.
They give it to somebody, and then they forget about it.
Exactly. Dean Ambrose. He should even have a title.
So with this download pack that they're going to give us for the NWO, is that going to be both versions of the NWO?
Find out.
Because I saw the entrance for the Outsiders that they're going to give you at a later point in time, or whatever, and they're coming out with the, you know, red and black on. So I was like, are they going to give us the wolf pack, or what's the deal?
I don't even know.
they're wearing it in that little video for the game. I mean, got to be in there somewhere.
Who's that Wolfpack?
So they're giving you both of them, the red and white?
Probably.
Because they kept advertising the white and black, but then they have other videos with the red and black.
The NWO pack includes Kevin Nash, Scott Hall, Randy Orton, Randy Savage, Kurt Hennings, Scott Steiner, Six, and The Giant. These are all of their NWO versions.
Oh, so it's going to be both of them then.
Yep.
Because the Wolfpack was way better than the other, the white and black.
Yeah, no, I agree. And then, of course, you got the other download packs that are going to be released in December and January.
Yeah, I already read this. There's no need to tell me again.
NWO 3K14 download character will set you back $9. If you purchase the 2K14 season pass, you will get the extra content for free.
Yeah, I don't know why anybody would buy them separately when you just pay $20 and get them all.
Exactly. Did you get your season pass yet?
No. I'm debating what to do with this money I just got. Should I go to the Ritz and snow the product show? Should I buy the Haystack Jelly Roll CD? Or should I buy that? Or should I order my Killy Killy poster?
I don't know.
They pretty much all come out to the same price, besides like the CD.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. Hard decision.
It is. I mean, Snow to Prague, they're going to come here too often.
That's true.
I'm pissed I missed, you know, the potluck show that a bunch of dope people on that. And that was way cheaper than the show.
That's kind of a shocker.
It was like $15 or some shit.
Like I said, that's a shocker because kind of expect for potluck to be more expensive than Stoner product.
Speaking of that, man, where the hell did they lie at? Are they still with Subnoise?
That's a good question.
Since they just dropped this CD they put out for free on DatPiff.
Yeah, I don't really know where they are right now.
So it's like, you know, Cottonmouth Kings are, you know, having issues and whatnot.
Yeah. I guess we'll find out soon enough.
Well, then again, there's all them other people on that label, too, and they're still there. Like, nobody really listens to all of them.
Exactly. I think I found a pudding.
That ain't pudding.
No, it's definitely pudding.
He tasted it. Now, what happens if it wasn't?
It's not even open yet.
That don't mean nothing.
It's definitely pudding. It's, I think, butterscotch.
Oh.
I haven't had butterscotch pudding in forever, but I found it. Probably still good.
What do you mean, probably still good? How long has it been there?
Maybe a few weeks.
Yeah, it's definitely expired.
Yeah, I found it under my comforter.
Under your comforter.
Yeah.
So it's been in the heat.
Yeah.
For weeks.
Well.
Well, so it's definitely no good. What the hell?
Well, it's usually in the heat anyways. I mean, you don't put it in the cold.
Put it in the fridge, man.
I don't. I mean, considering the fact, you know, when you buy them, they're not even in the fridge. They're not in the fridge part of the store anyways.
No, but they tend to melt and whatnot.
Well, here we go. There's an expiration date. Best Buy, May 19th, 2014.
Oh, it didn't expire.
Yeah, go figure.
Still got a long while.
Yeah, I'm the lucky one.
Well, I guess.
Hello, somebody sent me a friend request.
Oh, friend request.
Hey,
somebody sent me a friend request, too, after you tagged me in that video that was on that person's page. So, whoever he may be.
I have no idea.
Well, where did you get the video?
It was on my newsfeed.
Yeah. Well, the person that posted it, and then you shared it, and all of a sudden I got a friend request.
Come on, Marvel, motherfucker. Adam Loicona. Don't know who the fuck you are, bitch.
Nope.
Apparently we have mutual friends. Who the fuck am I? Who the fuck do we know? Mutual friends. Boy Blue. Someone named Scott Brown. Cricket the Curtain Clown. Twisted. Malenko Jekyll. Jess Littlebox.
Is that really this person's name?
No, that's the person's, friends of me. Oh, look. And Laszlo, a.k.a. you're, psychopathic.
Yeah. Fuck's he at? He must be in the Lotus pod again.
Yeah, either that, or he's getting ready for next year's gathering.
Yeah, he's working hard.
Yeah.
I heard he was the new artist coming out on Psychopathic.
Yeah, I heard that too from him. Like, you know, but he called in a few times.
He was replacing you know, Twisted. I heard he's top notch.
Yeah, he's so good. He, you know, he even got himself a girlfriend. Said he's born psychopathic.
And he got her knocked up. But,
yeah.
I heard he's so dope we don't even know anything about him.
Yeah. I just think he needs to jump, bitch.
And here we go.
Nope. I just got refreshed somehow.
You fucked up. You fucked up.
I didn't even touch the refresh button yet. It just reset itself.
After douching.
What the fuck? Why the fuck are you douching for?
Ain't never seen that damn commercial? Refresh.
I think I saw a commercial maybe once or twice. the dead. Go to the dead. The dead wants you.
Go to dead.
Yeah, it's like go to bed except go to dead.
Yeah, not quite.
Yeah. But anyways, here we go. Dead Static. Jump, bitch.
Meg, love motherfucker. Make love to
him. Ever since I've played that.
What do you mean play that? What the fuck is it?
did you just say make love to the knife?
No, make love to the knife.
Oh, I thought you said knife. That's why I said we should definitely play that.
No, man, I thought you were going to tell me it's a song or something.
Man, if there's a song called that out there somewhere, I'm sure we'll find it sooner or later.
I'm just saying it's something that's said in the movie The Sitter.
Yeah, and I quote Jamie Foxx, I ain't doing that shit.
And what ain't he doing?
Well, they've been fucking Channing, I don't know how to pronounce that first name, but, they're fucking climbing up a fucking elevator shaft. Fucking Jamie Foxx tells him, I'll do whatever you do. Fucking Channing fucking goes from one side of the shaft to the other, kicking in the door. Fucking Jamie Foxx goes, I ain't doing that shit.
See, and you were so iffy about watching that movie.
Yeah, man. It's a good fucking movie, though. Like I said, you'd like it.
One day, I may watch it.
Yeah, after you get to the other 10 videos and movies I told you about.
Yeah, once I get through the bucket list of, all that shit you told me to watch.
Now, if I can find my fucking tome, I'd be happy.
Find your what?
The tom.
The fuck? Why you need tomes, nigga?
Because that fucking Chinese food is starting to repeat.
I thought you were getting that on Sunday.
Oh, I heard that today. I had to work, got my Chinese food, had my poo poo powder, which came with a shitload of food. Had some white rice.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely recommend you getting poo-poo platter one of these days, man.
Now, what exactly does that consist of?
Well, poo-poo platter is mainly for two people. It comes like two everything, two egg rolls, two crab ragoons, two ribs, two buffalo chicken, chicken wings. Two fried dumplings.
Man, that doesn't even sound like Chinese food.
two shrimp toast.
Shrimp toast?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. It's definitely good, though.
Have you ever had Asian chicken?
No. I would love to have some Asian chicken.
That's just a bomb.
Oh, maybe next time I go to the Chinese restaurant, I'll get some Chinese chicken.
Do you have, like, an Asian rice bowl anywhere around you?
No. But we got a Panda House.
I think we used to have one of those around here.
Oh, yeah, it also comes with beef teriyaki, skewered beef, fried wontons as well.
You want some?
Yeah. But
no,
that's
bitch.
Good stuff. Like, even though it's not really Chinese.
What's not because, Johnny?
Poo-poo butter.
Neither is any of the food on it.
Well, egg rolls are Chinese.
That and maybe the soup.
And the crab rangoon.
What the fuck is that?
Crab rangoon? Well, I don't know how to pronounce it. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly. But it's good.
Alright then.
Well, crab rangoon is pretty much, it's trying to think of how the best way to fucking explain what that is. They're like deep fried dumpling appetizers, but like they have imitation like crab meat in it and shit like that. And it's combined with cream cheese.
That sounds kind of gross.
And scallions and or garlic.
Now, see, I'd like cream cheese, but only on certain things.
Yeah. Well, I definitely suggest you trying it one of these.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Not bad, man. I mean, definitely good. I'd definitely get the poo-poo powder again.
I'm sure you would.
Well, I think next time I'll just stick with just the poo-poo powder. God damn, that shit fucking fills you up quick. I mean, especially
well,
the fact.
Why do you think they give you so much?
I mean, especially the fact that I also had roasted pork and broccoli. Came over rice and a pint, and I also got like an extra pint of white rice.
Jeez, man, all that shit just for you? Damn.
Yeah. And all my mom had was like chicken teriyaki.
And your mom got a Diet Coke.
But since we're talking about love of, well, the night, I'm going to still get it for knife. I think I'm going to play that track and I'm going to go see what I can find my other pair of thumbs.
Tum, 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 tum.
Ah! Here we go.
About to make this proposition.
Love me tender, love me true. Guess what she gonna do to you? Bless me still, she'll take your life. All because the love of my life is a knife. Love me tender, love me sweet. Cuts right down to the white meat. Bless me still, she'll take your life. All because the love of my life is a knife.
Started off the night up at the top. Bitch be sitting off the deck, just so we hopping rails. Because my baby
sick and so vile. Make a straight sign up to the VIP. A stripper later, name of Sadie's and my girl and me. She started dancing for the money, looking so divine. And when my honey touched her skin, it sent a shiver up her spine. Looking at me kinda crazy, sounding slightly bold. Asked me why the fuck my touch was so hard and cold. So I'm looking at her fat, but didn't open my mouth. Because I knew that it was time to turn this fucking whore out. Now I'm staring at her titties, feeling something like a sinner. Almost didn't even notice when my bitches lit up in her. Now it's something like a threesome, man, I'm sucking on her breath. While my baby got her coming, cause she's fucking her to death. My girl to
love me tender, love me true. Guess what she gonna do to you? Let me feel she'll take your life.
All because the love of my life is a knife.
Love me tender, love me sweet. Cuts right down to the white meat. Flesh me steel, she'll take your life.
All because the love of my life is a knife.
So, are you into other girls?
Yeah, I like girls.
What about threesomes? You know, menage a trois.
I've never done it before, but it sounds like fun.
Well, come into my room, and I'll let you meet my girl.
Okay. Is she hot?
Oh, yeah. Lay on the bed.
Oh.
Do you like that?
Yeah, it feels good. So, where is she? What the fuck is going on?
Luke Harper.
What?
I said, all right, Luke Harper.
Okay.
Let me come up, man. You saw the Daniel Bryan, Luke Harper match. I'm pretty sure you heard that fucking weird ass noise he makes.
All he's doing is saying, yeah. It's not a weird noise.
Man, it sounds like a weird noise to me.
But he's saying a word.
Yeah, but the way he's saying it, like, yeah. I'm like,
so,
what the fuck is he saying? Translation, please. Does someone speak Hick or Redneck?
No.
And I even got more sleep juice.
More sleep juice. That's just what you need.
Yeah, why not? Helps you sleep? Go for it.
Helps you sleep? Man, I think you sleep more than you work.
Well, I'm off today, so hey, it doesn't matter. And I go back to work on Monday at 5. And Tuesday at 1, off Wednesday.
I'm just saying, man, when you were telling us yesterday, man, that you're at work for 4 hours. Well, how many hours do you sleep?
Oh, let's see.
Like 12.
Oh, no, I mean, usually I sleep from maybe like, well, if I got to work, you know, early in the morning, 1 to like 7. I think, what, 6 or 7 hours sleep?
See that? You sleep more than you work. How do you feel about that?
I feel good because then when I come home, after I eat, I go back to sleep.
Well, that's not too healthy. It's a good way to gain weight.
Man, the only thing that grows in is my stomach. Even that's a, I think even that finally is the point of growing.
So are you saying your stomach just keeps growing, but you never did?
Exactly.
So you must have a big ass fucking stomach then, because you short as fuck.
Yep. And hey, you know what? That actually reminds me. I should go to Amazon.com or GameStop and see if I can find a Nintendo DS. What
the fuck does that got to do with this?
Nah, man, I was on, like, that release pack thing for WWE 2K14. Then I saw fucking Pokemon. I want to get a Nintendo DS so that way I can start playing Pokemon.
That's funny. Somebody posted up a status saying they just wrote a deep song. And somebody commented, about Pokemon?
Well, I mean, shit, man, I got all these fucking apps for Pokemon where, like, I can create, like, my own fucking Mewtwo and shit like that. And just upload it to my fucking DS.
Wonderful. I think I was out of Pokemon in like 8th grade.
Let's see, where's my creator? There it is. And I even have fucking cheats here for fucking Diamond and Pearl. All on my iPod.
What? Do you want a cookie or something?
Sure, I'll take a cookie.
Oh, wait, too bad, we haven't gotten
one. I got some.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure you lift up your bed, you get a lot of stuff under there.
Fall down under the bed. All at my desk.
You just have food just laying there?
Yep.
You don't even take your food to your kitchen. Just throw it in your room.
Some I do. Like, if it needs to be in the fridge, then yes. If it doesn't need to be in the fridge, then I can stay on my desk.
Jeez. Does your mom get to eat ever?
Yeah, she just
she's gonna be knocking on your door begging for food. Havoc, can I have some food? And you're like, no, bitch. Like, just go get my poo-poo platter. And you don't get shit.
Damn, $118 for a fucking Nintendo DS. There we go. $43 for a used one. It's not bad. There we go, $15 for a used one. That sounds even better.
Yeah, probably doesn't work.
It works. I'll be happy.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people would be.
I have $120 for a used Nintendo 3DS.
So?
I ain't spending that much on the fucking Nintendo. Hey, I'm fucking $200 for a used one.
Man, you buy a fucking Xbox.
Yeah. Xbox One at that.
Spend that much on a fucking Game Boy looking thing.
And I missed the Game Boys. Fucking playing like fucking Mario on the fucking Game Boy and shit like that back in the fucking day.
When I actually had a fucking Game Boy, I played a Pokemon game on it.
Why, Pokemon Red or Blue?
No, it was Blue.
Blast was the Blast was edition.
Well, thanks for clarifying that.
Well, no, I remember that because like, the red one was the Charizard edition.
Yeah, I got all the Pokemon up to 100, and then I stopped playing.
Even though they were like 150?
150 what? No,
Pokemon.
The level.
Ah. So, Pokemon games and a DS 3 or 3DS. All right, here we go. The fucking brand new fucking Batman's out now, too.
Nope.
Always fucking dope. I'm still deciding what game I want to get for my PS3.
Go buy back one of the ones you sold.
I just might do that. I mean, I got my card and shit.
I'm just saying, you sold every one of them.
Maybe I'll buy back Bleach. They can keep Ghostbusters.
Buy back Bleach for like the 20th time.
That's a good game. It's fun. Yeah, that, like I said, I can put that shit towards like a fucking Batman Arkham Asylum.
There you go. I do want to play one of the Batman games one day. I just don't know which one.
All right, maybe try Lego Batman.
No, I don't want to play no fucking Lego bullshit. Fucking Lego games are retarded.
Yeah, I don't understand why they even have them.
Yeah, I have no idea either.
The apocalypse is coming! The apocalypse is coming!
No, it's not.
The four horsemen are coming.
No, they're not.
Well, on Hercules, they are.
Hercules.
Yeah, I'm watching that shit up on Netflix.
Of course you are. Where else would you be watching it?
I mean, considering I already finished off fucking Walking Dead.
You watched all of the seasons?
Season 1 to 3. It adds since, you know, the way to do episodes on fucking Sundays for season 4.
Yeah, it's on tonight.
Hell yeah.
And then you get to see your boy Tyson Kidd.
Man, I'm more looking forward to seeing well, not the Funkadactyls. Not the Bellas, Eva Marie.
I wonder how Tyson Kidd feels that he's a diva now. Because that's the only time you hear about him.
Yeah, I know, right? Now introducing your new Divas Champion, Tyson Kidd.
May as well.
Yeah, that's the only title. That's the only title, you know, he's gonna be qualified for anyways.
So whatever happened to his tag team partner?
Dave. He got released from his contract like a while ago.
The hell was the dude's name?
David Hart, I believe.
Yeah, the person that was in the Hart Dynasty thing.
Yeah, David Hart Smith. That's what was in there.
They released him? That's pretty funny.
Yeah, he's not working in New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Yes. The thing nobody knows.
Okay, we go, Nick was released from his contract on August 6, 2011. The following week on Raw, CM Punk mentioned his being released from WWE. Smith announced on Facebook that he would be going back to wrestle in Japan.
Ooh, exciting.
Yeah, so far he's been a part of Stampede Wrestling, Ring Cocking. And
did you say Ring Cocking?
Yeah.
The fuck is that?
December 2011, Smith took part in a TNA India project, Ring Cocking, under the ring name Bulldog Heart. So apparently India.
That doesn't answer anything. What the hell is it? Whatever the hell cocking.
It's a wrestling promotion based in India.
Oh, I thought it was a type of match or something. Or just some gay shit.
Nintendo, yes. There we go, $59 for a refurbished one. What the fuck was that?
The fuck was one?
I don't know, man. I heard some weird ass noise.
Hearing shit.
I probably am. How about we play a track by Loon?
Oh yeah, what track's that?
They don't give a fuck about you.
I don't even know that song.
Oh, there we go.
They don't give a fuck about you, but I can never live without you. They don't give a fuck about you, but I can never live without you. They don't give a fuck about you, but I can never live without you. They don't give a fuck about you, but I can never live without you.
And they don't give a fuck about you. But I could never live without you. They don't give a fuck about you.
but I could never live without you. They say a man is judged in total by the people that surround him. No matter if you're one of ten or one of many thousand, it's all about the people. This is what the underground is. I'm counting all my blessings, I'm so lucky to have found this. And down to the wire, they will stand right with you, proud to be part of any crowd that uplifts you. How could you turn around on those who will miss you when your days are numbered and the devil comes and gets you? Me, how could you ever turn your back on the people that have held you up so high? Tell me, how could you ever turn your back on the people that have given you their lives? Tell me, how could you ever turn your back on the people that have helped you come this far? Tell me, how could you ever turn your back on the people that have made you who you are?
All I wanna say is that they don't really care about us,
cause they don't give a fuck about you.
All I wanna say is that they don't really care about us,
cause I could never live without you. They don't give a fuck about you.
All I wanna say is that they don't really care about us,
cause I could never live without you.
Down on us, even though we made them who they are. Down on us, because of us they've come this far. Down on us, they turn their backs against us all. Down on us, we will not be there when they fall. Down. We made them who they are. Down on us, because of us they've come this far. Down on us, they turn their backs against us all. Down on us, we will not be there when they fall.
All I wanna say is that they don't really care about us,
they don't give a fuck about you.
All I wanna say is that they don't really care about us,
but that could never live without you. They don't give a fuck about you.
All I wanna say is that they don't really care about us,
but I could never live without you.
They don't care if you get by, and they don't care if you all die, and they don't care if you get by, and they don't care if you all die,
and they don't give a fuck about you.
All I wanna say is that they don't really care about us,
but I could never live without you. They don't give a fuck about you.
All I wanna say is that they don't really care about us,
cause I could never live without you.
All I wanna say is that they don't really care about us. All I wanna say is that they don't really care about us. All I wanna say is that they don't really care about us. All I wanna say is that they don't really care about us.
And we're back.
Yay, we're back.
Yay. I wish retarded people would stop trying to fucking add me on Facebook.
Quit fronting, man. You know you're gonna add him.
Yeah, that's why I already blocked his ass, telling him no, and praying that he gets blocked, put in Facebook jail.
Yeah, right. When we report people, they'll never be blocked.
Yeah, it's just me and you.
Yeah.
But the bastards that they are. Motown Rage has invited you to Lake Motown Rage.
Motown Rage? You're friends with them?
Yeah, apparently.
I see. I don't even realize. realize they were still around.
Yeah, man, they just put out their new album.
I think I only liked one song by them.
Let's see here. Yeah. Military Radio's new album, With Us or Against Us, on iTunes.
There we go.
Yeah, part of now with Luxor Records.
That's what people keep doing, man, releasing CDs online. I mean, that's what people are going to start doing, just buying them that way, because buying a CD and then, you know, trying to sell it later, man, it's not really worth it. Shit ain't worth nothing.
I definitely agree.
I mean, yeah, I do enjoy buying CDs and whatnot, but, like, they ain't worth shit.
Nah, that's definitely true. They're not.
Man, pretty soon CD players, man, they're going to be gone.
Who kids? Technically, they're already gone.
They're not gone. They're still around. Why do they still make CDs then, if it was gone?
Yeah, but come on, man. Again, people can buy the CDs, they rip them to their computers, and then they just throw them onto their fucking iPods.
Yeah. I just rip my fucking CDs to my damn computer.
Yeah, man. Looks like I am friends with Motown Rage. That's it.
There you go.
Pretty dope. I didn't realize I had him as a friend. So I guess this little crowd that I showed up once. I guess that means you can give it a fucking I'm a Ninja featuring Yuji.
The hell are you talking about?
We have a track by Lionel Cloud on the soundboard called I'm a Ninja, and it features our good boy Yuji.
What'd you say before that, though?
I said, well, since, you know, Lionel Cloud only showed up once, I guess that means we can get rid of his track.
Oh. Did he show up today?
Nope.
Did anybody show up today?
Just you.
Just me. Nobody important.
But I'm gonna upload some more tech. I'm gonna upload Tech 9 to the soundboard. I forget where the fuck I put it. There it is. Therapy.
Did you listen to that CD yet?
Nope. Let's see what sounds good. Public school. Maybe.
Heard. Isn't even all that green.
Head now. Nope. We have Hiccup. Let's see. Shame on Me featuring Carol Line Dupuy. Again.
Well.
When Demons Come featuring Tyler Lyon. Oh. Stop the Sailor. Let's go with Stop the Sailor. Let's upload that.
What? No.
This will be the second track I hear off this album. It's the first one with Hiccup.
Wow.
Yeah. Nintendo DS. Blue.
You should go ahead and play that. a new Ghetto G and Busta Beast song.
I can do that as soon as this thing refreshes itself.
Yeah. Even though it's a Halloween song, but, you know, whatever.
Well, you guys did a Halloween track in November?
Actually, we did it, you know. Well, he sent it to me, like, a few days before Halloween.
Ah, okay. Well, once the thing's ready, I'll just go do it.
And then he just finally fucking fixed it. So, it's done now.
What's it called?
See No Evil.
I'm getting there. I'm under a house of metal right now.
Well, another 10 minutes, we'll get past that.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's like Havoc right there, drinking syrup.
I've actually done that before.
Of course you did.
Yeah, why not? You know, I wanted to see what it'd be like to have it as just served without the, you know, pancakes.
You were watching too much Super Troopers.
Yeah, because I see no evil.
That's right.
Candy in the moonlight, like Shawn Michaels, where the show stopper. dismantle people badly, it's a slobber knocker. Losing I suggest, don't be seeing no evil. This time of year, I always lose control. You're out trick-or-treating and your kids disappear. No, we're not the Wyatts, but remember where.
And we are back.
Yep, we're back.
I'm definitely a dope track, though.
It's quite interesting.
Yes.
Gotta love wrestling references.
Of course. Just like I love how Goldberg uses a spear in movies.
What?
What's in Universal Soldier is the return. And it's Ed Goldberg, and Goldberg fucking speared the fucking guards. And he tried spearing Jean-Claude Van Damme, but Jean-Claude Van Damme stepped out of the way. So Goldberg ended up spearing himself into a fucking elevator.
Sounds like Roman Reigns.
It was probably the funniest shit I've seen in a good long while.
Damn. You must not see very many funny things, then.
I'm going to say it, but fucking, you throw, you have Goldberg spearing a fucking elevator. Shit. You're like, you're about to die laughing.
Well, it could have been worse. It could have been that one person that, was pissed that they missed the elevator or some shit because somebody didn't hold it or something, and he just kept ramming it, and then he just fell down the elevator shaft and died. it was this person in this little, you know, motorized cart thing, man, just running in the door, and then boom, fell right through, all the way down, boom, fucking died.
Oh, well. That's his fault.
Fucking dumbass.
The Man of Steel is coming to an end. No more Superman movies, apparently.
Could. I need to stop.
I guess.
How many fucking Superman movies do we need?
Oh, we still will. Consider the fact that they're going to be working on a Justice League movie soon.
That's the last thing we need.
I mean, it makes sense. I mean, you know, they the movies for The Flash, Green Lantern, Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman. So, it's about time they start making a fucking Justice League movie.
May as well, since they made The Avengers.
Yep, and The Avengers ain't done yet because there's a second one coming out. It was in the work.
Like 2015 or some shit.
Yep. Now, if only they'll remake the fucking Fantastic Four movie.
Man, there was two of those.
Yeah, but they weren't remakes. They were same movie, but well, technically, but with the same actress.
Still Fantastic Four. You know, where CM Punk stole his catchphrase from?
Yep.
It's Cloverin' time.
Ooh, so original. Next thing you know, he's going to start saying, Punk Smash!
No. Ain't that what ain't that AJ say that one time?
Probably.
When she was like making fun of Caitlyn.
Yeah, I remember that. Caitlyn smashed AJ.
Something along those lines. I think she may have actually said Hulk, but yeah. Man, I don't know. I see this shit that somebody was posting up. Apparently, WWE signed some fucking fitness model or some shit that looks just like Caitlyn.
I wouldn't doubt it.
She looks just like Caitlyn, except more buff.
I think Caitlyn would definitely make a good She-Hulk, though. You know, they have decided to do like another Hulk movie and put She-Hulk in it.
Yeah, or they could just put Echo Endless in it. I mean, she's She-Hulk all the fucking time.
Oh yeah, that too. And if that's the case, I mean, shit. Once they bring all the pounders together for the one of the episodes of Power Rangers, Megaforce. They can make fucking Teeny Fox as a Pink Ranger.
Man, they may as well just make her a fucking Power Ranger.
Yeah, I mean, she's always a pink one.
I mean, she got all those fucking costumes and shit. They should just put her on the damn shows.
Yeah, because then... Yeah, because then everybody would have a perfect reason to watch it just for her.
Yeah, she'd be the hottest fucking Power Ranger they've ever had.
Yeah, since Amy Jo Johnson.
I guess she was art.
I don't know, man. I thought Kimberly was sexy.
I'm sure we all did at one point in time.
What do you say we stop the sailor?
If we must.
But that might cost some hair. Looking for the love potion, we coping, but I can dare. That we about to hit the wave to the grave, but it's nothing fair. Cause she wanna have a baby in the face, I do not seem well.
I feel I'm in the way for the brighter day to save her.
How can I say when I know that she deserve it? What is my purpose? Just a sexual service, but after I'm nervous. Never ending saga that I'm already a father. Before I'm left in the odd one, I'm saying you gotta
stop the sailor from sailing away from your shelter. Stop the sailor. Is that the wrong thing to tell her?
Live a better life, be the wife living with someone. I don't ever wanna lose it, but truly it got me spun. What if I am not the dude for you, that nauseous then come.
Save her.
I get the feeling we having a crisis, and I'm feeling lifeless. Cause I want you happy, you telling me that you like.
Texas. I don't wanna leave ya, but I'm a believer. If a woman's in need, she'll find someone to appease her.
Doctor, sailor, I'm sailing away from your shelter.
Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah, Benny is in effect. He told Randall Cloud to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, classic.
Yeah. But I should download that. I should download that and chop it up and put it fucking shut the fuck up Randall Cloud on the soundboard.
There you go. You got the skip by Tech N9ne, the shut the fuck up, and you just put that together. There you go.
Hell yeah, bud.
That'd be funny as hell.
Yeah, Leonard Cloud calls in. All of a sudden, he hears Tech N9ne telling him to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, what was up with him, man, that random day of him making JR promos or whatever the fuck?
I don't know.
Via bit strips.
Yeah, I have no clue.
But I guess everybody thinks that I play with dolls or something, man, because fucking Busta B and him made that fucking picture.
Oh, man. Yeah, you fucking play your house with Barbie.
I guess so.
Trying to put my computer down on the floor. Well, on the keyboard.
Don't you have a laptop?
Yeah. But I also have a keyboard in my room for my PS3 if I ever decide to chat with people.
Oh, yeah? How often do you do that?
Like, never now. Except the people I talk to, well, have a few on my list are kind of retarded. Or they're fucking little kids from fucking 2K14 or people that I defeated in fucking online matches.
I haven't played anybody online on 2K14 yet.
Yeah. I'll probably do that tomorrow.
Mainly because I don't want to get speared repeatedly.
That's why you spear them back.
Well, yeah.
Off the fucking side of the building.
I want to play them damn kids in a triple threat match again where they tried to screw me, but I won.
Man, did they even have 2K14?
I don't even remember who it was.
Yeah, that's going to work out perfectly.
I just remember they tried to set it up to beat me, but, you know, it didn't work.
Yeah, they lost.
Yeah.
Oh, darn kids.
Although it still is a bitch kicking out of fucking pins, though.
Well, yeah.
But as for submission holds, they made that a lot easier to get out of.
Yeah, I noticed that.
But like, if your body part is completely fucked up, you're done. There ain't no way you getting out.
Hell, duh. I mean, shit, man, that's how I win most of my matches. With fucking, I think it was Taker or Big Show, one or two. Because I just got people putting people in the fucking bear hugs and shit like that. No, Goldberg. But, you know, just putting them in fucking bear hugs, submissions, wear them out, spearing the fuck out of them, and then just knock them, and then I just knock them the fuck out with a fucking spear.
That's like fighting Taker, man. Fucking, you throw them in a submission hole, and then it just goes all the way to the top, boom, all the way back to the bottom. Like, what the fuck?
Yep. It's like, goddamn. Just die already. Go back to being dead. You're
it's
the
like,
dead man.
It's like I just hit you with, like, four finishers.
Yeah. You didn't want to stay down.
Yeah, but I'm done with all that, though. I got
83% done on that game.
And I gotta go back to playing that game. I've been watching my fucking movies so far.
How do you find out what the hell hidden trophies are?
Go to trophy collection.
No, it says hidden trophy, but how am I supposed to figure out what the fuck it is?
And I don't know. Maybe fucking just keep fucking doing what you gotta do and win trophies.
I have all the trophies except for the online ones, and then the hidden trophies, whatever the fuck they may be.
I don't know.
It's not like it tells you how to get them or anything, you
know? Nope. You think it would? Hey, look, it's war.
It's war?
Yeah, one of the four horsemen. War. I remember the fucking list. The way it goes, I think it's like pestilence, war, famine, and death. The four horsemen. You know, I probably won't make it through this episode because I'll probably be passed out by then. I think I'm going to just leave my PS3 on for the night and just let my fucking controller charge.
Man, lately my fucking controller keeps saying there's a fucking error and shit. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, mine probably does that from time to time.
I'm like, why the hell is it even doing this? Like, what the hell? Why the fuck is there an error?
I don't know.
It's not like I move my PlayStation or my controller anywhere from where it's usually at all the time.
Maybe you need a new controller.
I'm sure I do. Even though it shouldn't be that bad. I mean, I only got it last December.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Well, you got $60 to buy a new controller, man.
Yeah, I got a fucking $6 gift certificate still, or a gift card.
The hell do I want to spend $60 on a controller for, man?
Oh, you said 60. I thought you said 6.
No, 60.
Yeah, I could have sworn you said $6.
Shit, if it was $6, then that'd be fine.
Yeah, I guess.
You guess? That's cheap as fuck for a controller.
Yeah, just like fucking Pop-Tarts are cheap. $2.69.
Really? You're talking about Pop-Tarts?
Yep. Mainly pumpkin pie Pop-Tarts. They're like $2.69. They're cheaper than all Pop-Tarts.
Who cares? They're good.
Hell yeah. They're good. They're cheap. And they're here until the end of December or
they're,
whenever.
They're like most of the girls you like.
Yeah, only here for like fucking a few months.
Good and cheap.
Exactly. And I probably should have left the light on.
Why? You scared of the dark?
No, because at midnight that light went out. And I put my head on my pillow and fucking talking with my eyes closed.
When I go to bed, you freak.
Yeah, I think I thought I should. We'll be back tomorrow or later. All right.